I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
Socially conscious, we always are.
Yeah, we're very socially conscious.
No. Anyway, I just saw a comedy called Tony Erdmann.
German film.
If you can believe that.
Isn't it nominated? Has a comedy ever even come out of Germany?
Yes, it has. Actually, there are pages of German comedies, but of course they're in German.
Right.
We're looking at socially conscious comedies. My first is The Graduate.
I was going to say Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah.
All of humanity hangs in the balance.
It does, right.
On that one.
And if you're talking about provocation for war or not, it's a good film.
The Graduate, which I know that theme woven through it about the generation gaps and communication.
And Southern California lifestyle.
But it still be wildly entertained by it and never have that cross your mind once.
That's why I love it.
Yeah.
The consciousness about society in Southern California and how the protagonist, played by Dustin Hoffman, is affected by that. The business of the proper marriage and of sexuality.
Yeah.
The cougar concept.
Yeah, is that a social problem we need to be aware of?
I think so. Consider that.
I don't know.
Harold and Maude.
Just watched it the other day.
Facing the boundaries of sexuality. He's 19, she's 79. They fall in love.
That's how I remembered it, too. And then when you look at it again, the actual sex part, the intimation of the act,
right,
occurs just at the end. You know, the movie thematically is about a depressed kid. He wants to die. He hooks up with this lady who he thinks wants to live. Turns out she doesn't.
She does not want to live.
Yeah.
And the eccentricity of their life. And, of course, they met at funerals.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something really dark.
You know what? I think you're right. I think, actually, it is a socially conscious comedy. Trying to get us to pay attention to the people we might otherwise dismiss.
Yeah, yeah, cool. The King of Hearts.
It's an older movie, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful French movie. The inmates of an insane asylum taking over the town. And what it does is to show who's crazier.
Yeah.
The people outside making war or the inmates of the asylum. I love it for that comment upon war and upon the insanity of life.
Borat. I think it starts out as a socially conscious comedy.
That's right. I mean, I can't even tell you. There's so many images I have of Borat. It's outrageous.
I think you can say that through this lens, he really sort of exposes a lot of idiocy in the United States.
Yes, he helped to loosen up the bonds of comedy itself. Taking any topic and going with it. Crazed leaders who might have stream of consciousness leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You might think of how Borat would have looked at our current neighbors, too. One wouldn't have thought this is a socially conscious move. This nice suburban couple having a sorority move in next door. What it really comes down to is equality.
Mm-hmm.
That this sorority was started because sororities were not allowed to have parties the way fraternities were.
Okay.
And so they are exercising their right of equality. And throw into that, when you have Zac Efron with his finely sculpted stomach, then you have several of the beauties from the sorority, you have an equality in that too.
Yeah.
Because he's got as much time on his stomach as you do with the women in bikinis.
Yeah.
So
at the top of your list there, you have a movie, Don John.
Yes.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yes. The social issue is addiction to porn. Wow, you have really covered your bases.
But
we've got porn, nuclear war, right. Insanity.
Right. Sex between the ages.
Wow.
MASH, for instance, takes the serious nature of war and tries to approach it with some levity. How about Yes Man?
Jim Carrey promises to say yes to everything.
Yes, correct.
Would that be a spoof of this contemporary malady that we have where, like, in this self-help addiction?
Everybody's pleasing everybody. Everybody's right. Got to feel good.
You got to validate everything.
One of my great criticisms of society is our over-reliance on television. Click with Adam Sandler. Seems to hit that one straight on.
Yeah.
And I don't have to dig too hard for that one. And then Shallow Hal.
Obesity.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Body image.
Yes. And how about Thank You for Smoking?
Smoking.
You have.
Wow. We've got it all.
We've got it all. But after all, this is Cinema Classics.
Right.
And there's no topic we can't discuss here.
That is true.
Or lacerate. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. For their details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.